Here today talking to Sally Thompson about Audit Scotland's latest report, Drug and Alcohol Services in Scotland. Sally, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
In this report, we looked at how much the public sector in Scotland spends on directly labelled drugs and alcohol services. This includes prevention, treatment and enforcement services. We assessed whether evidence of what is needed or what works determines how this money is spent and also what impact this money has had.
And what have you found?
Well, we found a number of things. Firstly, Scotland has a significant problem with drugs and alcohol compared to the rest of the UK and Europe. The number of drug and alcohol related deaths have doubled in Scotland in the last 15 years. Last year, the public sector in Scotland spent £173 million on drug and alcohol services, but the wider costs to society of drug and alcohol misuse are estimated at least £5 billion a year. We also found that the way drug and alcohol services are funded is complex. This makes it difficult to plan and deliver services. The separate roles and responsibilities of everyone involved in delivering drug and alcohol services, so who is responsible for doing what, is not always clear. Although we found some evidence of good practice, spending decisions are not always based on evidence of what works or what is needed locally, and the impact of these services is not always known. There is variation in the range and accessibility of drug and alcohol services across the country. There are no national minimum standards for what type of service someone should get or how quickly they should get help.
What's the impact or the importance of all this on the public? I mean, are we talking about a very small group of people with a problem, or is it bigger than that?
The impact of drug and alcohol misuse is felt across the country, not just by the individuals with problems, but also by their families, their communities and the wider society. The impact is felt not just in terms of drug and alcohol related deaths, but also crime, community safety and employment. It is estimated that drug and alcohol misuse costs the country at least £5 billion a year. This includes costs to the health service, costs to the police, prisons and courts, and the costs to the wider economy in terms of lost working days and unemployment.
And what would you like to see happen now?
Given the scale of the drug and alcohol problem in Scotland and the range of agencies and partnerships involved, we want to see clarity about the roles and responsibilities. We want the Scottish Government to be clearer about what services should be provided and how quickly people can expect to access these. We also want agencies to better understand what difference the money they spend on drug and alcohol misuse is making.
Sally, thank you very much.